Woman accused of improperly packaging hacked up husband. 1st of November 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. New Brunswick, New Jersey. New charges were filed yesterday against New Jersey resident Melanie McGuire, who in May 2004, killed her husband, William, chopped his body parts into little pieces, packed them into a suitcase, and hurled them into the Chesapeake Bay. The case, originally to be handled by the local district attorney, was handed over to federal authorities when the Food and Drug Administration alleged that McGuire had improperly handled her husband's meat after his expiration. United States Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johans, in a press conference today, said, "This case represents an egregious breach of federal health codes. Preparation of Mr. McGuire's carcass was performed with total disregard for sanitary codes and without oversight of FDA meatpacking inspectors." A detailed report, released jointly by the USDA and the USDA, details a list of all specific violations allegedly committed by McGuire. And now back to regular time. Among them are a failure to wear proper helmet and gloves during the slaughter and afterwards, perform the procedure outside a sterilized environment, and failure to properly administer a post-mortem enema and clean the intestinal tract of feces before packing the body. Though semen was found on the man's posterior, Johans said it was likely from
some oboe who found that washed-up suitcase and maybe got off on packaging codes violation fetish. It's a real pervert out there.
During the press conference, another reporter said, "Why don't investigators focus more on the more important aspects of the crime, like the murder itself?" Mr. Johans had a reply for us.
"I was just about to get to that. The actual killing is perhaps the most appalling part of the entire case. One thing, the tool is believed to be a accomplished stainless steel kitchen knife. FDA regulations require all separation of meat into cuts to be done with surgical grade precision, saws. Even if Mrs. McGuire possessed such a device, she lacked a permit with which to legally use it."
McGuire's trial date has been reset for late December. If convicted, she could face up to a $3,000 fine or be permanently barred from entering the meatpacking industry. Despite these grim possibilities, a number of major fast food chains have already contacted McGuire with executive-level job offers. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.